We're Nowhere Men and a Whiskey Girl, and here's a song about taking a walk with your grandma. Beautiful little song about Derek's dad. My daddy was good. My daddy left home. He was a wandering man. My daddy left home. He was a wandering man. Mama kissed him goodbye, said we'll catch up when we can. Down here, the sky goes on for days. Down here, no one ever stays. Down here, we all worry, but it never pays. A song called All I Know. It's the first song on our new album, Children of Fortune, for your listening pleasure. Wasn't born to multiply, be saved by the light. Skies lit up when you said no more Saturdays. Tied a knot around the plight. Learned it by life, missing things so long before they're gone. Was a girl of constant sorrow, eyes so blue they're filled with red balloons. I had wisdom filled with wise, big views on this life. Anything. Tiptoe down the hall, tack my tongue up to the wall, in hopes that I hadn't said it all. Was a girl of constant sorrow, eyes so blue they're filled with red balloons. There's an ancient saying me, bumblebee, hornet sting, somehow don't remember all I know. Every night I grind my teeth, eat some concrete while I sleep, starting to remember all I once knew.
This is the 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio, locals only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thanks, Dr. Dan. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. We see each other a lot. I love going to your shows.
We always
love
run into
you going to our shows.
Yeah, we do. We love you going to our shows
I
too.
Always have fun. I always have fun when I hear you play, like at Plush in the Lounge. Yeah, I don't know. You play there once every month or two.
Yeah, about once a month we're there. Yeah. We like seeing you at Guilin too. We always run into when we're eating lunch. I notice.
Yeah, I love that place. That it's healthy Chinese food on Speedway. And this isn't even an advertisement. I just love it. It's close to work. I ride my bike over there. Yeah, it's true.
I love their Kung Pao.
Now, why is it that you go there?
Veggie chicken.
Veggie. You like the veggie chicken.
Love it.
Okay. Now, you're eating in Tucson, but you live in...
Wilcox.
Not in Tucson. You live in Wilcox. So why is it that you're in Tucson midday sometimes?
Just doing business meetings sometimes or,
going to the clubs.
Yeah, club. Sometimes we club in Tucson.
Clubbing around noon.
Yeah. No, just, that's great. There's not much out in Wilcox.
Oh,
so we
got
to
come
to the big city. Come
to the big city, do some shopping, stuff like that.
We stock up on supplies.
Uh-huh. And now, in the past, have you lived in Bisbee also?
Yeah, and that's where our heart is. Our heart's in Bisbee. Hey, Bisbee, if anyone's listening, I think we got a few friends out there that might be tuning in.
At least one.
Hey, Jimmy G. Hey, Bridget. Our heart's in Bisbee.
We're moving back there, too, in November.
You are?
Yes.
That's so exciting.
That's where we started the group, and that's always kind of felt like home, you know.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you got to fly from the nest, and then you come back home. Bisbee's our nest.
Yeah.
And we were just flying, and now we're going home. That's the stupidest thing I ever said, Amy.
I'm sure it's not.
Let's talk about your new album.
Oh, let's do.
What's the title of it?
It's called Children of Fortune.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Just tell me details. Tell me the story of this album.
Well, the first thing you'll notice is the rainbow on the cover. Our friend Dave did a beautiful painting, Dave O'Neill. He, a Tucson resident, actually, did a beautiful oil painting, and it kind of started from there.
And then we wrote some songs.
Yeah, we wrote some songs.
So the oil painting came before the songs?
Well, yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yes. And then it actually did. And then the name, we had, it's called Children of Fortune. Why is it called Children of Fortune?
Because we are children of fortune. We were saying these daily affirmations, and one of them was, I am a child of the universe. I'm a child of fortune. We were saying those every day, and so then...
Did you find them helpful?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, at least we got an album title out of it. I don't know.
Look at the smile on my face.
Yeah, you can't see on the radio, but Amy is smiling.
Oh, introduce yourselves. I don't think I did that. I don't think I mentioned... to say what your names are.
My name's Amy Ross.
And my name is Derek Ross. I'm Whiskey Girl.
We are brother and sister.
Now that's sick.
Yeah.
And husband and wife.
Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. I've always wondered where did the name come from?
We stole it from my sister. She wanted to name her group that. And I actually drink whiskey, so we stole it from her. Fit us better.
Is it the same sister that wrote the words for Tumbleweed?
Yes.
Ooh,
really?
Good homework, Dan.
Yeah, I've been researching for hours for this interview.
Yes, my sister Lindy is a songwriter, and she lives in Utah with her husband Jeremy, and they wrote some songs, and they were going to form a group, and we swept in there and stole the name from them.
Well, I came up to you and I told you that my favorite song on the album was Tumbleweed, and then you said, oh, that's the song we didn't write.
The one song on the album we didn't write is everybody's favorite. But we sort of feel like we wrote it because Amy's sister wrote it.
Well, she tries to give me credit, too, for helping her with it a long time ago, but I don't remember it all. So when I gave her credit, she was like, no, you helped. It's a three-way split, but I'm giving her all the credit because I don't remember that. I must have been wasted.
So did she write the music to it also?
She did.
Yeah, her and her husband Jeremy kind of started with a little guitar riff, and she and I kind of wrote the song around that, I guess.
Oh, but so you did write part of it. Did you not?
I said I guess.
Amy's sister Lindy, who did write that song, is an amazing singer, very talented musician. We were lucky that she let us record it. It's a beautiful song, and she is a amazing singer. Look her up someday, Lindy Minnick.
She wrote, well, she's Lindy Nielsen now. She's married.
Oh.
She's marred. And she also wrote that song Vinyl on her old album. She wrote that with us, too. If you're familiar with our work.
For those of you who have the catalog.
I love that song. I play that song on the radio. Yeah.
Speaking of that, Vinyl. Thank you, Dan. We notice we look at the playlist every once in a while, and you play us pretty frequently. And we totally
because I really like your music.
Oh, thank
play
you.
Vinyl. I play Juneberry.
Oh, yay.
I like that song a lot.
There's been a few times when we're driving on the highway, and we're tuning into KXI, and we hear us come on, and it's
isn't that exciting when
amazing.
That happens? Yeah. Like if you're coming in for a Monday night gig over at Plush, you'll be coming in around the same time I'm doing the first hour of the show, and then you hear yourselves come on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, we love it.
Gets us all pumped up.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. This is live radio, by the way, on August 23rd, 2010. And we are talking about this new album, Children of Fortune. I'm here with Nowhere Man and A Whiskey Girl. I think we should play some more music, maybe a few more songs, then we can talk again. Yeah. And, you know, I told you maybe 8 songs, but I have a feeling we're going to have time for more, and I know you have it in you. I know you do.
Ooh, well, okay. I think we do.
Yeah,
we might spend 5 minutes saying, what do you want to play? I don't know. What do you want to play?
I love it when you do that, though. That's one of my favorite parts of the show. I like it when you bicker, too.
Oh, yes. I'm sure we will. I think we already have in the first 5 minutes.
No, we haven't bickered yet.
I've gotten some stink eyes a couple times. I must have said something that wasn't right.
No, I'm just concentrating. Well, the next song we're going to play is called For the Birds. It's off the album Children of Fortune. And we did part of the song in 7. We're trying to bring back the 7-8, like the great songs in 7-8. Siete Ocho by Fatigo. Money by Pink Floyd. Take 7 by Dave Brubeck.
Take
5. Well, not that one, but, you know, the song's in 7. This is an homage.
Take 7.
Homage to. It's called For the Birds.
Barry Ross was from Kentucky, and she came from the Eastern Bay. They met in the valley, and he promised he would stay. Son, he gave it all away. Then there was Wilburn from Missouri. He was soaked in alcohol. Dad for a son and a loaded gun. Along came Barbie doll. let you in. Here's another song off Children of Fortune. The title is BD, and it doesn't stand for big deal. It stands for butterfly death. And it's written after we drove through the tunnel outside of Bisbee and came upon a huge swarm of butterflies, and a bunch of them smashed into our windshield, and we saw about a million butterflies die. It was really sad and really beautiful. There is a whisper down the line at 11:39. Then the nightfall opened up its heart and left them quiet in the dark. Derek doesn't have a microphone right now, and I do.
Maybe I do.
Maybe you don't. This is another song off Children of Fortune. It's about our friend named Nancy Sue Pearst Arbon. She lived across the street from Disneyland. Derek's tuning up.
Yeah. You start this one anyways.
He's good to go. Goes a little something like this. She grew up down the street from the happiest place on earth. And every night I think at nine there was a parade fireworks. The future according to Tomorrowland, a chair shaped like an egg. In TV oven, she knew she would be Nancy Superstar Bond. Every day is a song, and a lonely night is long.
This is 91.3 KXCI. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. This is great. I'm loving these songs.
I saw you tapping your foot.
Yeah.
You foot tapper.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a foot tapper. We're talking about the new album, Children of Fortune. Let's talk about upcoming gigs. What do you have coming up?
Okay. Well, we're playing Plush in early September. I don't know the exact date, but it's early September.
We're not prepared, Dr. Dan.
It's okay. We're in mid to late August now and early September. So a couple weeks.
I'm thinking it's around the 13th.
Plush. Oh.
We're playing September 11th, Amy's birthday, at the Copper Queen in Bisbee. This Friday we'll be at the Copper Queen in Bisbee.
What day is September 11th? Is that a weekend?
Saturday.
See, people could go down for the weekend.
Come to Bisbee. We will show you a fun time.
And get a room somewhere. And
buy me some presents.
And buy Amy some presents because it's your birthday.
I milk it.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
It's marred by national tragedy, so I deserve a lot on that day. I deserve a lot of special attention.
I agree you do. And so Saturday, September 11th, you're playing at Copper Queen in Bisbee, and that would be a great weekend getaway.
Yeah. Like I said, come down and we'll show you a beautiful time. It's fun in Bisbee, as you probably know.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of stuff we can't actually talk about, but just trust us. Come down and you will have fun.
It's a strange vortex there. And you never know what's going to happen. And you might not remember what actually happened.
There are a lot of great clubs for live music, like that little room at the Copper Where is it?
The Copper Queen, Copper Queen Saloon. Yeah, it's a great spot. We play there a lot.
I just wanted to make sure talking about it. Yeah. Oh, Hot Licks. Yeah, that place went out of business for a while, then came back.
Yeah, and it's going great. They have really good shows coming in there. Yeah. Roger Klein and the Peacemakers played there, and they're hoping to just keep getting bands from Phoenix, bands from Tucson.
And how about the Stock Exchange? That's another place.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there lately with live music. There's not much. Mainly the Queen and St. Elmo's and Hot Licks.
Yeah. Well, I know that some local bands, Greyhound Soul has played down there before.
Sure.
And, of course, you have a lot of great Bisbee bands and artists.
Oh, man, Dylan Charles, one of our favorites. I noticed you just played Donna Kill before we started, who's a great Bisbee artist.
Las Goats.
Yeah, Las Goats is her band. Actually, you can't... Amy was wearing a Las Goats t-shirt.
I stripped.
Ooh, she did. Yeah, and then it's just been fantastic because for a while there was kind of a void in Bisbee, not a lot of places to play for like touring bands and such. And now it's... we've been... just having some great live music, and we've got a show coming up with Justin from Chongo Malo, Tucson famous band. He's got a new band, Hairspray Fire and Girls, they've got a new album out, nominated for a Tammy and stuff, so they'll be down in October. We'll do a show with them down there
October 15th.
Do you have a website or a place people look to find out more information?
Yes, we have NowhereMan and WhiskeyGirl.com, and we've kind of revamped it a little bit. We're in the process of revamping it, but you can go there now, and there's a way better calendar than we've had in the past. Like, you have from now till eternity, everything we're going to be playing from now till then, and there's going to be videos and sound bites on there, but you can click on something and buy the CD on there. And you can,
All the CDs right now, you can go to our website, NowhereManAndWhiskeyGirl.com, and there's links. All our CDs are on iTunes. There's a record store up in Phoenix, Stinkweeds, stinkweeds.com, that's been selling it. You could get a physical copy. 17th Street Market here in Tucson. Oh, but the website was the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the name? What is the website again? The name of it?
www.NowhereManAndAWhiskeyGirl.com.
Yes.
It's really long, and it looks kind of funny, but...
but it works.
It works.
We should thank our friend Mark Breen did the website. He's also... Amy and I did most of all the instruments, all the playing on our new CD. We had a few guest musicians, and Mark Breen was one of them. He played drums on a few tracks, but he did the website for us, so thank you for that, Mark.
Thanks, webmaster.
We have a webmaster in this band.
You cover a lot of local artists and also artists from the Phoenix area. Tell me more about those relationships that you have with those bands and how you chose those songs, things like that.
Well, we've been fortunate to have really talented friends, and so we've just always just loved all their music, and we'll pick one or two songs of each of theirs. And they seem to like that we do that. It's really flattering when someone else covers your music, and so they're always happy for us to record them or play them.
Well, our whole last album was pretty much, covers of mostly local Phoenix or local Arizona acts.
There's that Girls with Glasses song. I like that one.
That's the World Class Thugs, a great group from Phoenix. Fatigo, we do a lot of stuff with them. I'm not sure if they've played on the station here or not, but I know you play them.
I just got a new album that I'm reviewing. I just got it the other day. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's fantastic. Uh-huh. We actually played a couple songs on there too.
Oh wow!
On that CD, but yeah, so we do a lot of stuff with Fatigo, a band called the Sweet Bleeders out of Phoenix. We're big fans of.
Live in Studio 2A, I'm Dr. Dan here with Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. We're talking about their new album, Children of Fortune. They're going to play a few more songs. We might have time to chat just a little bit more. We still have about 20 minutes left in this session.
Tumbleweed.
All right. This is a song we were talking about earlier with Dr. Dan. Everybody's favorite song, Tumbleweed, written by Lindy Nielsen and Amy Ross. And Jeremy Nielsen. Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
trip drift north. Trails narrow to backtrack, going back and forth. Next four seasons rocking. Mountain will be for our little tumbleweed. Bound to a plan, not to a man. Tumbleweed whistles to the wind. His eyes at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of tumbleweed. Wilderness awaits it. Its barbed wire gates it. Rust and metal on the tongue. It's red dirt caves, it's beast to save it. Parched lives without the one. Bound to a plan.
Tumbleweed. 91.3 KXCI, this is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan here with Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. You were having to pull way back from the mic on that song.
Yeah, that, especially that Coco Rosie one. I think I need to quit smoking because it seems like my range keeps getting shorter and shorter. And I'm straining a lot at the top, but it's cool. It's cool. It's cool to have a rough voice.
Yeah, rough, smoky voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a whiskey girl couldn't really have like a, you know.
Ooh.
I've listened, as far as I know, you have three albums. You've got the first one, I think, that's just titled, self-titled,
yep.
Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. And then you have the second one, which is covers of a lot of local bands and Arizona bands. What was the name of that one?
Just Like the Others.
Just Like the Others. And then we've been talking a lot about this brand new one, Children of Fortune.
Yes, we recorded this one at home ourselves, and it took us about a year because we really took our time with it and experimented a lot and
watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, got baked and got sidetracked and forgot what we were doing.
I notice in a lot of your original songs that there's some melancholy there. There's a touch of wistfulness, of even sadness. Have you noticed that before?
We definitely have, and it's funny because a lot of those songs came from hard times, and now lately we've just been having so much fun and we're so happy. We kind of feel like in a writing slump, like we need some drama to come into our life so we can get some more good material out of it. Right?
Well, I'm not quite, I don't know about that. No, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, we just like the idea of adding a lot of emotions. You know, we like sometimes being silly and sometimes being melancholy. And I mean, just like life, you know, there's a lot of different flavors out there.
Well, at your live shows, there's a lot of silliness.
Yeah, it's mostly silly.
Yeah, lately we've been, just getting silly. I guess that's a good word for it.
Yeah, and Amy, you are a music sponge. It seems to me like you can listen to a song and then play it. And it's just amazing.
It amazes me sometimes. When I was younger, I loved learning covers, but I had to go over to the tape recorder, listen to a segment, rewind it over and over, and run back to the piano and try to figure it out. And I don't know if it came with just playing all the time, but it started to get where I could just play it without having played it before, and my brain just kind of knew where to go on the keyboard. And so it amazes me sometimes. I'll just pull a song out of nowhere that I haven't heard since I was 5 or 6 and sit down and just play it.
I love that part of the show.
Yes.
It's funny, Dan, I've known, we've been playing together for about 10 years, and I'm still amazed as well. Like, I never know what she's going to play. Almost daily, she's playing something that I haven't heard, or she'll hear something on the radio and go into the living room, sit down on the piano and play it. And I'm like, when did you learn that? She's, oh, I just heard it. I'm constantly a little flabbergasted,
yeah,
and intimidated. She's a freak.
I'm an alien.
Another characteristic of your music is your voice, Amy. We were just talking about your voice. I played Tumbleweed last week, and a caller called up and said, that voice, I love that voice.
Ah.
And I told them that you were playing, I think it was the next night at Plush, last week.
Thanks, Dr. Dan.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people key in on, is your amazing voice.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better quit smoking then.
Hey, we need to end here at about 9:57. That's about 4 minutes left. I think that means we have time for one more song. Is that right?
Sure.
We better talk about this. We don't have one planned.
I love it when you do this. Go ahead.
What do you want to play? I don't know. What do you want to play?
See, that's another thing. How do you time it so we're not talking over the top of each other?
No, that's part of what's cool about it. That's part of what's cool about it.
Really?
What's
so cool about it, Derek?
No, thanks, Dan, for having us. Let's play Syrup and Honey.
Okay. Or do you want to play a song off the album? Since that's what we've been talking about this whole time.
No.
Okay. Derek wants to play Syrup and Honey.
Thanks, whoever's listening out there. We're Nowhere Men and Whiskey Girl from Cochise County. And we love Tucson. Real people, real radio.
And I'm Petey Muskete. This has been Growing Native.
Don't you be spending all your money on syrup and honey, because I, sweet enough. Don't you be using every minute on making a living, because we got all we love. time on me. Spend it, spend it, spend it, spend your time.